This is Radio 314 on the Red Ice Radio Network.
Welcome back to another Radio 314 interview. Susie Wang, the founder of 100% Pure, joins me to discuss her innovative company, which creates outstanding bath, beauty, and hair care products based on pure food-grade ingredients. We'll discuss truth in cosmetics, harmful chemicals, and the alternative. I was inspired to interview Susie since I've had many women writing me asking me about what natural products I use. 100% Pure is on the top of my short list. Welcome, Susie. Thank you for being here today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Lana, for having me.
Well, you have a very interesting story leading up to the idea of your company, 100% Pure. So let's take it from the beginning, starting with your geisha grandmother in Japan, your lifestyle while you lived in Japan, and how you ended up in the U.S.
Oh, yes. I actually grew up in Japan because my grandmother, she became very attached to me. When she was younger, she actually had her own daughter, and her daughter actually got kidnapped in the market when she was only 5 years old.
Wow.
And so that's actually my mom's stepmother, and so she always missed her daughter. Her whole life, she spent her whole life looking for her daughter. And so I guess when I was born, my mom left me with my grandmother only because my grandmother got so attached to me and she just loved me so much. So I was raised by her, and we went back and forth from like Japan and from Korea. And so I was kind of homeschooled, and I was, she taught me things like she taught me about nature and to respect nature. And she taught me to, rituals that she herself learned as a young girl. Like, for example, she would go to her yard and pick fresh plums and cherries and lychees and, peaches, and make her own facial masks. And I pretty much, started as young as, 5 years old, picking fruits and vegetables and making my own facial masks and creams and things like that for myself.
Wow. So in Japan today, is the art of using herbal remedies and treatments still pretty strong, or is it fading out with the more modern, younger generations?
I think that it's in the culture to use teas and herbs and vegetables and to respect nature. I don't know what it's like right now because I haven't been there in so many years, but I know that there's a lot of, I know that it's just embedded in the culture in general. It's just to be respectful to nature.
Mm-hmm. So did you experience any culture shock when you first moved to San Francisco?
Well, not really, because I always went back and forth visiting my mom. But I it was a different lifestyle because in San Francisco, it's a city. There's a lot more people. Whereas in Asia, I grew up by the mountains and the, country, very isolated from everything. So, yeah, it was a different change, but I loved it. I love San Francisco. I love California. That's where we are now, and I love it here.
Well, while you studied at the University of California at Berkeley, you accidentally discovered your calling. So tell us what happened.
Well, in college, I invented a way to stabilize natural ingredients from oxidizing. So what that means is, when you would buy a cream and they would put, let's say, for example, an active ingredient like vitamin C in a cream, mm-hmm. by the time it was made and by the time you brought it home, the benefit of the vitamin C or the active ingredient actually goes away. That's oxidation, which means that it's just no longer potent. It's no longer working. It's useless at that point. So whatever you're putting on your skin, it just loses its benefit, its potency. So in college, I actually found a way to stabilize natural ingredients from oxidizing to keep the active ingredient strong, to keep it potent. And so what I did was I actually filed patents for it. And when I did that, these big companies, they actually reached out to me and said, we are interested in licensing your patent. We're interested in working with you on developing formulas. And so I thought that's amazing. So I dropped out of school and decided to do that because it was like a once in a lifetime opportunity for mm-hmm. me. So I ended up doing that for a few years.
It's amazing that none of those huge companies with all their resources can make a similar discovery. Instead, they just decide to use toxic chemicals as preservatives.
Yes, exactly. One of the things that I learned is, you know, when I was formulating for these big companies, I actually had a whole bunch of vials of chemicals. It's just like when you're at home cooking, you have, you know, your ingredients on the kitchen table when you're making a dish. So I had a whole bunch of ingredients on the lab table, and I knocked over a vial, and this vial that we were using in an eye cream knocked over into the lab table. And within a few minutes, I noticed that the lab table started to degrade, disintegrate. Oh, it started to warp. And I thought, wow, this is crazy. I just put over 15% of this chemical in this eye cream to give it thickness. How could it do this? And I started to look into it more. I found out there's a lot of toxic chemicals that are used in cosmetics. And that's actually why I decided to leave formulating for these large companies. And I wanted to develop something that was more, that was purely healthy and without any toxins. Just something that's like, you know, no synthetic chemicals, no artificial fragrances, no chemical preservatives. Just basically like just healthy, pure products that just didn't have any of the toxins that were used.
Yeah, and you did it. It can be done. So why do you think these big companies are putting all these chemicals into products?
Well, I found out that it was because it was too expensive. For example, when we would start out by just kind of a sample formula, and let's just say I'm just going to use chocolate, for example, like dark Belgian chocolate. And if it's 70% of the actual formula, well, that they can mimic. For example, they can just put like 0.5% of the real chocolate instead of 70%. And then they can make something that feels like chocolate and looks like chocolate. Usually they'll use like a thickener. Like for example, most of the time they'll use something called a PEG, like PEG. And then there's like a number behind it, like polyethylene glycol. It's a petrochemical that fills up the space. So I think that it has a lot to do with cost.
Also, a lot of these chemicals that they're using, what I've been reading, is they're actually created as byproducts of other toxic industries. So it's another way to dispose of them.
Yes, that's right. That's actually true. And a lot of that waste comes from, like, the plastic industry. You'd be surprised on how much, like, plastic there is in cosmetics. Liquid plastic, if you can believe it. Because plastic... they would use a lot of petrochemicals, plasticizers, things that you just couldn't imagine that would be in cosmetics they would actually use. For example, I was actually pretty surprised when I found out about formaldehyde and being in so many ingredients. Formaldehyde, of course, is a preservative to preserve dead bodies. So they're using chemicals that can preserve dead bodies to preserve cosmetics.
That's crazy.
I learned a lot. Like, for example, did you even know that, you know, consumers just need to be aware and just need to be educated. Like, for example, did you know that when, let's say, for example, a cow is butchered, right?
Mm-hmm.
Slaughtered. And did you know that the flesh is rotting right away? So in the slaughterhouse, did you know that they hose it down with a preservative, like a chemical preservative, so that it can last from the slaughterhouse to the store and then from the store to your kitchen?
Oh, geez.
People just think that when they're buying meat, for example, they're just getting fresh meat, but that meat was coated with a preservative, for example. A lot of people just like, you know, there's just so many toxins and so many things that are dangerous. A lot of people don't know, and especially things that you're applying on your skin,
mm-hmm.
It's just as good as eating it, because truthfully, what you do put on your skin, it actually gets absorbed into your bloodstream.
That's right.
Exactly how birth control patches work.
Mm-hmm.
That's how nicotine patches work. That's why a lot of people think, oh, do I really need to worry about, you know, so what if it's natural? Who cares if I'm putting, you know, toxic ingredients on my skin? It's only on my skin. I can wash it off. That's true. You can wash it off, but certainly some of it does get absorbed into your skin.
Of course it does. Yeah, I mean, the skin's the largest organ there is. So if you can't eat it and ingest it, why put it on your body?
Exactly.
We've also spoken a lot on this program about endocrine disruptors, but more from a conspiratorial viewpoint addressing why they're being allowed in products. But in your work, have you come across any research about gender benders, as they call them, chemicals, and why you think they're just about in every product there is?
I think that chemicals are cheap. For example, so, you know, aspirin to get rid of headaches, it actually, before they used to use something from a plant, the white willow plant, and people used to, like, chew on them. But it's more expensive to actually plant those herbs whereas it's cheaper to make chemical substitutions that work just the same. I think that it's more expensive to use the real ingredient. That's what I'm finding.
Yeah.
And, of course, like large companies, they care the most about profit. So they have to, they would rather, for example, like make a lot more profit, so they would use the chemical version. That's why pharmaceutical companies are selling aspirin versus white willow.
Well, shame on them. So tell me also, I mean, we've covered many times the crookedness of the FDA, who declares all sorts of harmful toxins as safe. Simultaneously, they don't approve natural products. What has been your interaction with the FDA in order to create and sell cosmetics?
Well, I know that the FDA, they actually came to our facility, and they actually were very proud of us. You know, they ended up giving us a big hug and thanked us, because they were proud that we're U.S. manufacturers, and they're very happy with what we did. And what they told us was that, the FDA, they allow certain colorants. For example, the FDA will allow the use of SPNC dyes,
mm-hmm.
like, for example, red dye number 40, blue dye number 6, yellow dye number 2, or they will allow minerals are iron oxides, so oxidized iron. So basically, they will either allow synthetic dyes, SPNC colors, or minerals to be used as colorants. What they had an issue with that they said they were concerned with is that we are using, rather than using dyes or minerals, we actually use fruit and vegetable pigments. So rather than using red dye number 40 or iron oxides, 100% Pure is using strawberry pigments, pomegranate pigments, raspberry pigments to color the skin. So they said that, you know, because it's not approved, it's not an FDA-approved colorant, although that's the only issue, is that we're using fruit dyes rather than chemical dyes,
mm-hmm.
and that was like an issue.
That's
but of
funny.
Course, the fruit dyes are, you know, they're better for you than minerals.
Of course.
Or
yeah.
better for you than SPNC dyes. Fruit dyes, you know, like, have you ever picked blackberries? It's summer now, so there's berries out.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever picked berries?
Mm-hmm.
And you notice when you're picking berries, it stains your skin?
Yeah.
So the dyes in fruits and vegetables, the colorants, the pigments in fruits and vegetables is the dyes that we use to color 100% Pure cosmetics. And that's the only thing that the FDA said, is that, well, those fruit pigments aren't approved by the FDA. But because, you know, but honestly, they're not, it's obviously fruit and vegetable pigments are not dangerous, so they're kind of not bothering us about it.
So why won't they approve it? What's the problem?
I think it's because no one else uses it, and it's not big enough of a market, I think. And I'm not really sure why they're not approving it, but that's all that we use is fruit and vegetable dyes in our color cosmetics.
Yeah, I have to say your foundation is amazing. The foundation makeup, it feels better than anything I've ever used, and it has a nice glow to it. And it comes from flowers and plants. It's amazing.
Exactly. And you know, labs, they can actually make the same exact thing with the same exact ingredients. Like, for example, you know, they don't have to use talc. They can use rice starch. They don't have to use artificial dyes. They can use fruit and vegetable pigments. So that's what 100% Pure's goal is. Our mission is to create the absolute most healthy, the most pure line of skincare, bath and body products, and fruit pigmented makeup in the world.
Well, you're doing a great job. I got to ask, where do your ingredients come from?
So our ingredients come from mostly the U.S., but there are certain indigenous ingredients, like, for example, acai berries. They are only grown in Brazil, and so they're freeze-dried and then sent over. And then our shea butter is from Africa, but we actually are very particular about where we get certain ingredients. So, for example, we make sure that there's no slave labor, there's no child labor, and that it's helping a village to help the women in Africa mm-hmm. to sustain themselves. So our vanilla, 100% Pure, uses like fair trade ingredients, organic ingredients. Our vanilla is from Tahiti. Our coffee is from Hawaii. And so we source the absolute best ingredients in the world. And the one thing is, you know, our standards of purity and our standards of quality is actually by far they're so strict mm-hmm. because, for example, when we get an ingredient in, so for example, if we buy green tea, organic green tea, we actually send out the organic green tea leaves to a lab just to make sure that there are no chemical fertilizers or any kind of pesticides
wow.
on them.
Yeah.
And then we also, of course, get the organic certificates, but we just make sure that every raw ingredient does not have any pesticides, any kind of chemical fertilizer. And then we test every raw ingredient. We also test the raw ingredients together in the formula, because did you know that certain ingredients mixed with certain ingredients, they can create toxins?
Yeah, of course.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
So, for example, like if you're in the kitchen and you're cleaning your kitchen with Windex, you're cleaning the windows with Windex, and you're cleaning the sink with Clorox, well, the fumes from the Clorox and the fumes from the Windex, they can actually mix together and make you faint, because that creates like a very, very toxic chemical in airborne toxin that can actually kill you. Have you ever heard that before?
Yeah, I have. And the other thing is, you know, the FDA likes to say, oh, it's okay in small amounts. But when you think about all the beauty products, then there's the clothing, then there's the things you clean your house with. I mean, everything is polluted. So add all those things together, and then you're getting a nice big daily dose.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, the thing is, once toxins enter your body, it's really hard on your liver and really hard on your kidneys to help clean out all these toxins from your body.
That's right.
So you do have to. So you have to be careful with all the amount of pollution and radiation and all these toxins that we're exposed to. And I have to wonder, you know, why are so many people getting affected with cancer and so many different illnesses? When you're flying in the airplane. I even recommend for everyone, don't ever get into one of those body scanners, you know, where they're scanning your whole body all around.
Yep.
And because that emits so much radiation, because you're already getting so much radiation on the plane. So don't let anyone, you know, don't let them scan your body with that entire body radiation scanner. And when you're going to the dentist, I never get the x-rays. You know, the ones where you bite down?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you need to opt out of all those things.
Yeah, opt out of the x-rays for your teeth because the dentist, they can actually physically check. My fiancé, his parents are all doctors, and they're the ones who warned me. Hey, never, ever, when you go to the dentist, don't ever get, like, the x-rays because it emits so much radiation.
Yep. People put too much faith in their doctors. They just do whatever the doctor tells them.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're exposed to so much radiation, so much pollutants, so much toxins already through day-to-day life. So try to stay away from any more than you have to.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So what I was telling you about the 100% pure is that not only do we test our ingredients for purity, and we test every ingredient together just to make sure that this ingredient with this ingredient is synergistic rather than fighting each other and causing some caustic, just like how Clorox and Windex can create
toxic
something
soup.
Very toxic.
Yeah.
So we test the formulas. We also test the packaging because we want to make sure there's no phthalates or BPA, which can be in, toxins can even be in packaging.
Mm-hmm.
Certain ingredients can actually make the packaging leak out chemicals. So we test for that. And we also test for, we test a lot for, so what I'm trying to tell you is like 100% pure standard of purity and standard of quality, I think, is far above a typical cosmetic brand.
And your prices are not high. So the thing is, these big companies keep saying, oh, bottom line, but really, what is the price difference that we're talking about? It can't be that much. You know, oh, it's cheaper to use a chemical, but then here you are using real plants.
Actually, Lana, it's a huge difference. Like, for example, if it costs, let's say, for example, for us to use, I'm just going to use an example, like $1 for chocolate, real pure dark Belgian chocolate, it could cost 2 cents to use polyethylene glycol. It's a huge difference.
Jeez.
Yeah, it is a huge difference.
Wow. I wanted to ask you also about getting the organic seal. What kind of process do you have to go through?
We're actually in the process of going through that right now, and it seems very straightforward and very easy. All they're going to do is, because we have on record all our certified organic certificates, and so we just collect them, and I think that all they're going to do is just come over and check our facilities and watch us make it, and I think that's how they're going to issue it. Someone's currently working on getting us USD certified organic for everything, for our skincare first to start off with. Some of our things are certified organic, and then we're just working on trying to get more.
Yeah, and there's also a lot of phony organic products out there. They're really hitting the market pretty hard right now with the trendy green movement. Haven't you noticed?
Yes, I just feel that, people are calling things natural or organic because it just seems like they think that's a trend, but really, for us, it's not just a trend. It's really because we know that toxins are very dangerous. And so, I don't know if people think that maybe it's just trendy right now, and that's just, but to me, it's just more than a trend. It's dangerous. That's why.
Also, to understand the process of what you go through, how easy is it to make beauty products directly from someone's garden, let's say?
Oh, you know what? You can do so many things with nature. We have a well at our house, and the well emits so much calcium, and so we had a lot of calcium buildup in our shower heads. You know what I did is I went to my yard and I picked a lemon, and I used the lemon and just kind of rubbed over my, my faucet and all my hardware in my kitchen and in my bathroom, and it just made it shiny, like brand new. You can do so much with things in your garden. I go into my yard and I pick strawberries and I'm mashing them up and I mix it with yogurt and honey and I make my own scrub. Nature is the best thing that you can do. The only thing is that it's just harder to preserve. For example, our preservative, we use Japanese honeysuckle, and it's this powerfully antibacterial plant-based preservative, but it's a lot more expensive than, for example, parabens. We use oregano, thyme, golden seal. We use a lot of antibacterial, like rosemary, antibacterial herbs. And as you can imagine, like rosemary, oregano, thyme, they're a lot more expensive than chemical formaldehyde, for example.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yes, somewhere you also mentioned that you don't sell products in China because they require all products to be tested on animals. Did I hear that right?
Oh, that is absolutely right. I mean, 100% pure. We are such animal lovers. Me personally, I grew up vegan. I don't want to ever eat meat because I don't want to hurt animals. So 100% pure, we're really, really popular, and we have this huge fan base in China. People from China travel to California to our retail stores, and they're stuffing their suitcases with 100% pure products. And it's interesting, like so many people in China, our products are so popular, and we will not register in China because if you register your products in China, China requires that you you animal test. And so we would rather forego animal test. I mean, we would rather forego profits than to participate in animal testing.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's some of the things that's happening in China, it just makes me disgusted. Like, you know, in China, they actually... they would actually go to private homes and catch dogs and cats, private residences, and kidnap people's dogs and cats. And they would actually rip out their fur, and they would use this fur for makeup brushes. That's why 100% pure makeup brushes are all vegan, because people don't realize when I'm using my blush brush, people don't realize that they're actually using squirrel or mink or fox. An animal has to go through so much suffering, and the way that fur is extracted from animals is so inhumane, it's so cruel. Do you know that they actually rip out the skin while the animal is alive?
I did not know that.
They do not even have the decency to actually put the animal out of its misery before ripping out the fur.
Wow.
They actually, yes, I mean, it's just, it's
these
horrific.
People are psychotic.
Yes, they actually would rip out the fur from an animal while it's alive, and the animals are just screaming. So in China, like what these fur farmers would do is they would actually drive around and go into private residences and pick up, catch like people's pets, and they would stuff them into cages. And I saw these pictures of like dogs, their nose being cut by the cage because they're pushed into the cage so far and it's so packed in there. And yeah, it's so sad.
So think about that, ladies, when you're using your makeup brushes.
So please always please ban fur. Please do not support fur. And even when you're buying makeup brushes, please do not use fur. Do not buy fur makeup brushes or fur coats, or just know that the animals, they're crying out in pain, and they're actually, there's a lot of videos out there, Lana, where they would actually hit the animal, like the baby fox. They would hit the baby fox or baby dog with a bat and then just rip up the fur.
Yeah, I can't watch that stuff. It'll just stay in my mind. It's horrible.
Yeah.
So do you ever see
so passionate about animals. That's why our company, 100% Pure, we're always so charitable. We donate a lot to animal charities to help. Really, even the we're currently right now started a petition to try to get China to stop animal testing to help make it illegal. We started a petition on that. Our company is just very active with helping animals because that's just our passion.
So do you ever see the beauty industry ever changing and not using all these chemicals?
I really hope to see more and more of it. I'm seeing, like I said earlier, I feel that a lot of cosmetic companies are starting to stop using parabens because they're finally realizing that parabens, they're finding, the big controversy with parabens is that when women had breast cancer and they actually dissected the tumors and they found the parabens in the tumors. And so I'm seeing less and less of the use of parabens, but I still see it out there all the time. I just think that the consumers need to make the choice. Consumers, if we're constantly supporting these companies and they're still using these toxins that are dangerous for us, then I think that they'll continue to use these dangerous chemicals. And the only way to get them to stop is to not support them anymore.
That's right. It amazes me that people still buy all this harmful junk and support these companies. I don't know what they're thinking. And the other thing is, if you support these companies, then you're not giving business to the little companies that are producing the alternative, like 100% pure.
Oh, thank you so much. It really is, besides animals, my other biggest mission is, you know, it made me sad when companies are selling a product to all these women and it's known that these chemicals are dangerous and that these chemicals are toxic and carcinogens. It's baffling to me. It's just like if people know that cigarettes are bad, but they kept pushing them and denying that it was bad, you know, many decades ago. Now there's regulation that they have to put the warnings on all the cigarettes, but it's just like, if people know that something's bad for people, how can you sell a product without, it really baffles me.
Yep.
It's like selling something or producing something that's just so bad for people. How can you, I just would never be able to live with myself.
Well, karma comes around, so they'll get it. And so will the people that work at these companies and support that.
I that's actually why it was very, during the times when I did formulate for these large companies, it was very lucrative because I received royalties. And so when I made a product, for example, when I created something and it was launched in thousands of stores, in department stores all around the world, and I would receive 3% to 7% royalties. So every time someone would buy something, and if it's $100, I would actually receive $3. Or $7 for each sale. It was very, very lucrative. And actually, a lot of friends have told me, oh, you're making a big mistake because, you know, you have such a good living doing this. But I just couldn't do it because I knew that once I started learning about how dangerous some of the chemicals were in cosmetics, I just couldn't continue.
Yep, absolutely. And I don't know how you feel on this subject, but I also feel some of these toxins, they carry a different vibration with them. And that comes through in the ingredients. It comes through in the intention. And then you're putting also that on yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's why. Yeah. No, I mean, certain ingredients can be bad ingredients. Like, for example, potassium sorbate and sodium benzoate with vitamin C actually creates benzene, which is also a known toxin.
Mm-hmm.
So certain ingredients mixed with certain ingredients, it does absolutely cause negative effects. With 100% pure, we always test the formula just to make sure every ingredient in the formula is cohesive and can work synergistically together.
That's excellent. Now, you've also been working on a clothing line. Did I hear that right?
Oh, no, I mean, that is just more really just been a hobby. It's not something, you know, skincare is our specialty. It's what we do best. It's what we know. So our focus is always on skincare, but we do, you know, make a few accessory type of things in clothing, like t-shirts and slippers. We even actually developed a software called Inkville, I-N-C-V-I-L-L-E. It's actually an online cloud-based software to help companies work better together. So, for example, like we have about 75 employees, and some of our teammates are in Los Angeles because we have a store in Los Angeles. Some of our teammates are in Berkeley, at our store in Berkeley, or at our store in the San Francisco airport, or at our San Jose retail store in Santana Row. So everybody's kind of spread out, so that we created Inkville so that we can all collaborate together, so everybody knows what's going on in the company, where I can keep track of all my projects. So we have actually worked on many different projects. For example, I'm even working on a nonprofit for animals. But our core business, the thing we do best, the specialty is skincare. That's our specialty, and fruit pigmented cosmetics. That's what we do best. That's our focus.
So if someone were to use your products over time, do you think they could heal their skin?
Oh, of course. Yes, because your skin, you know, our bodies, we're designed to heal, and our bodies can heal itself. Give it the right nutrients. It's just like your body can heal. Just give your body the right amount of water, you know, enough water to give it the right nutrients, and your body can really heal itself. That's what our immune system is designed to do. So our skincare, really, you know, all you need to do is just love your skin. Don't pollute it with toxins. Take good care of your skin. And of course it can heal itself.
Now, what are your thoughts on being out in the sun?
For me personally, of course the sun gives you some vitamins, but I'm a huge advocate to say that I stay out of the sun, because the sun is the number one cause of aging. The sun has, when you're out in the sun, of course, you have the ultraviolet burning rays, and you have the ultraviolet aging rays, and the sun causes wrinkles. The sun causes the elastin in your skin to break down, so that it forms wrinkles and sagging. And the sun also causes age spots. The sun can also cause skin cancer. So, you know, I love nature. I love going out on hikes, and I love going to the beach. But I would just say, you know, go outdoors and have fun, but wear some sunblock, or wear a wide-brimmed hat, wear gloves when you're driving. You protect yourself from the sun.
I've been making my own sunscreen because, you know, sunscreen's just full of all kinds of bad stuff. But with zinc powder, just mixing that up with some essential oil and a carrier oil, and it works fantastically.
Yes. That is right. If you can get, for example, so our sunblocks, they're all zinc oxide based. And what zinc oxide is, okay, so there's two different types of sunblocks. The chemical sunblocks, what it does is it absorbs the UV rays, and kind of, it's the chemical sunblocks, they absorb the UV rays. Now the zinc oxide based sunblocks, that's more like when the sun hits your skin, it makes it bounce off. It's like wearing a jacket over your face. It's like wearing clothing over your skin. The zinc oxide is a physical block. It actually, that literally means that it physically blocks it. It's like if you were wearing a zinc oxide based sunblock, it's like wearing a sweater over your face. It's physically blocking it. So those, I think, are much zinc oxide based sunblocks are much healthier for you, and I think more effective.
As we begin to wrap up, what are some of your favorite plants to work with and what are some of their health benefits?
Well, in your garden, you should have an aloe plant because sometimes just when your skin's feeling dehydrated, crack open the aloe and the gooey part, use it like a mask, apply a thick layer all over your face, and it just really helps with eczema and helps soothe your skin. If you've got a little sun, it helps cool sunburn. It's very hydrating. In your garden, you should also have lemons because lemons you can use to clean your house instead of using harsh chemical cleaners. I like to use lemon water to clean my sinks and, counters. I also like to use, I have an herb garden. So every day I make my fiance herbal tea. I just snip up some mint, all the different types of mints and different herbs, and I brew hot water and put a little bit of honey and lemon. I love having a garden full of different things, like different berries, citrus, herbs, and you can just use it for your skin, use it for your household good, household cleaning. You can use it for cooking. I just love to be around nature. So in my garden, I have almost everything growing.
Well, Susie, thank you for your time today. I hope you keep this up for many years.
Thank you so much, Lana. I really appreciate it. I love speaking with you and to your audience.
100%pure.com is the website where you'll find skincare, bath and body, makeup, and even something for the kids, men too. Remember, there's always an alternative. Take care.